Fabricated, you know, I was required to complain all the time. You know, it isn't my nature to complain like that. I would complain about things, you know, that I was really for and not against, like women's lib. I always liked women's lib. I think it's wonderful.
Now, I saw you three days ago dragging a woman by her hair right down Chestnut Street.
Well, yes, okay. Now, that's a different thing. See, that was my wife, and that's love.
That's all right. Is that her standing out there with a rolling pin out in front?
Yeah, not.
I saw you get under the counter. You told her you were going to mass. You didn't tell her you were
coming right,
here.
Yeah. I know that we had one manager, George Francis, and was always putting apologies in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
On my behalf, I want to apologize for Bill Bailey for saying this or saying that, after telling me to say this or say that, and then he's going to apologize for my saying it. But, most often that's what they wanted. They wanted a hypercritical guy on the air. So that's what I was. And when I left Wacky and went over to WCII, it was with the understanding I would no longer have to do that because I'm tired of it. Because there's a stigma that you have to carry when you do that. You have a great segment of your audience who enjoys it and loves you for it, but you've also got a segment that hates your guts for it.
Yeah, but it's just like J.R. Ewing, though. That's the charm of it all, that they keep coming back to make sure they hate you the next day.
Yeah, but he's amassed a fortune doing it, see? And I didn't.
No, I mean, I get those letters myself here. I get letters from people saying, what the hell is that in the afternoons on there? Get that off of there, put Fred Wishy on. You know, we get those all. As a matter of fact, I have one in my home. Very few people have seen this, but I have this in my home. It is a classic hate letter that I absolutely fell off my chair. It said everything I wanted to see in a letter.
Yeah.
This guy, this woman wrote this scathing letter, and it's in a frame. I paid a good sum of money to have it framed up to hang in my home. I'm proud of that. Every day I look at that and think, well, I must be doing something right then.
Oh, I've had my life threatened several times. You know, twice they had the police over there, bomb threats. Cleared the radio station. I didn't go anywhere. I think the management wanted me to be blown up. But they cleared the station a couple of times. But some people misunderstand what you say. You had to be very careful how you word your statements because they will misunderstand. You know, I talked to Mr. Bruce a short time back about a job here.
Our program director?
Yeah.
And he said,
oh, I'm telling you, is he around here today?
He might be. No, he's one of these guys, the suspenders.
Leaves early.
Oh, yeah, he's out on the golf course.
Oh, comes in early to make sure you're here on time.
One of those yuppies, he's out in the middle of the afternoon getting a plate full of brie and heading out to the course.
Well, I knew how to get audience with him. All you had to do was call him Mr. Bruce.
Right.
Mr. Bruce, anyway. I said, Mr. Bruce, could I speak to you? He said, certainly, come right in. I sat down in his office and said, I need a job. I'm broke, I got kids, my wife is suffering from PMS, I got to have a job. I need money desperately. And he says, Bill, I don't have anything. I said, what about this old gray-headed geezer you got doing the morning program? Isn't it time to put him into early retirement? He said, are you talking about Wayne Perky? I said, yeah, have you seen this guy lately? Man, he's depreciating right on the radio. He's just liable to suffer a thrombosis and expire right there on the radio. And then what's going to happen to your audience? Nobody wants to listen to a radio station that's known as Radio Doom. And he said, well, I'm afraid we just don't have a spot for you. We like Wayne. He does a good job, and he's here for as long as he wants to. I said, you know, he's got a serious problem with drink. He said, he doesn't drink at all, Bill. I said, oh. He said, do you know he's a devil worshiper? He said, Bill, he goes to church regularly, and I can tell you which church. I said, yeah, but do you know he only tithes 5%? He said, you're kidding me, Bill. I said, it's the truth. He said, forget it. I said, okay. How about this guy? Hi there. How about this guy, Fred Wishy?
You don't strike me as the farmer type, though, who could jump.
Well,
I mean, I couldn't see you in overalls and a straw hat.
I got a
hat.
Hoe, I got a rake, I got a pitchfork. What else you need?
Now, they could find some sort of a job to put you in where you could do, you know, sardonic reports.
Well, I told him, I said, you know what you need is just a character who is just the opposite of Fred Wishy to do his program with him. Fred Wishy, Ferd Washy. Wishy-washy report. How does that sound, huh?
You may be onto something.
And he didn't go for that either.
He's thumbs down to everything here. Sometimes he can be vague and leave you hanging.
And then I tried for his job.
Well, keep...
I congratulated him. I said, you got terrific ratings. You're number one here in this town. Don't you think it's time you went on to another challenge? That's when you threw me out of the office.
I saw someone being tossed out on the chest not long ago.
He's a nice guy.
We have to stop for some, some more business. 626 at 84 WHS. You know that voice. It's Bill Bailey, the Duke of Louisville. He's our guest DJ tonight, but we're not playing any records because I'm afraid we'd missed too many good stories.
Now with up to 50% off floor samples and accessories.
Sounds like Bill driving out of the parking lot behind Wacky there a few years ago, running over me while I was trying to deliver my papers. That means it's time again for a cash card drawing and a chance to win a key for the Porsche 944 we'll give away on Labor Day. If Bill reads your number on the air here, you have 15 minutes to check in and claim a key for the Porsche 944 and a couple of passes to the beach, the Water Sports Park in Cincinnati. All right, Duke.
Okay, the cash card number is 249-457. Repeating, 249-457. You got 15 minutes to call in.
For the key for the Porsche 944. On the telephone now is another radio fan of yours and brother broadcaster, his Metsness, Milton Metz.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Milton, how you doing, Daddy?
I'm fine, Bill. Listen.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. I have an idea. Why don't you join me in my program, and we'll do the good guy, bad guy routine, and I'll take either part you want.
That sounds like fun.
Listen, I want to get rid of any wimp factor I have.
You don't have any wimp factor. I listen to your program. You're certainly not in that category.
Well, Terry?
Yes, sir, Mr. Metz.
You know that this man is on also, and I'm one of the few people who have seen his display of oil paintings, you know.
We were going to talk about that sometime. I'm glad you brought that up.
I must say I was in a peculiar gallery where I saw it. This art gallery had a long wooden, I guess you would call it a bar. And it had a brass rail.
A brass rail? And okay, it's the brass rail gallery. I know exactly where it is.
There were some spigots in back of there, too. It was the most unusual gallery I've been in for a background for oils.
All the patrons were lying face down on the floor, right?
They were flat on the canvas, you might say. It's very good to hear you, Bill.
Hey, thanks a lot, Milt.
And,
hey, I'd love to be on your program. I'd enjoy that a lot.
Well,
he's looking for a guest host for one of these nights.
Right? Okay, I'll take care of that.
We'll let you do it from your home or something. Sometimes there's not somebody available. We'll call Bailey.
We'll cut Bruce's suspenders off.
Okay, Milt, thank you very much.
Good to talk to you, Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Metz.
Bye.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Metz's 29th anniversary show is coming up next week. That ought to be a raucous occasion, too, there. Let's see. Where's that cash card number again? It's 249-457. If that's your number, you have a couple minutes left to call us here and claim a key for the Porsche 944. Bill Bailey, the Duke of Louisville, visiting in. I'll let you guys call and talk with him here in 10, 15 minutes or so. Stand by.
Call 502-477-8766 for more information.
6:30 at 84 WHAS. Bill Bailey, the Duke of Louisville, in with us this evening.
Can I read something to you? This is something that was written for me by one of the leading surgeons here in town, Dr. Allen. I don't want to mention the last name without his permission.
Oh, who it is?
Go ahead. I've been looking around for the right kind of position for a man of my stature in the community.
Understood, Duke.
And so he writes this letter, and it's a part of my resume. It's a cover letter. They call it cover. To whom it may concern, I'm authoring this letter on behalf of my cherished friend and cultural giant, Dr. William W. Bailey, M.D., Ph.D., D.D.T., L.M.N.O.P., and D.D.S. Dr. Bailey's renown has been earned in many areas of endeavor. As an M.D. and surgeon, the good doctor earned the overwhelming respect of the international medical community upon performing surgery for an inguinal hernia on himself without benefit of anesthetic on the pitcher's mound before 84,000 baseball fans in Yankee Stadium and after stitching himself up throughout the opening pitch. As a sculptor, Dr. Bailey's creation of the Skulker set the art world a-buzzin'. Not a skulker that I did. It's a lot like Rodin's The Thinker, except it's at night and this jerk is hiding in the bushes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, and it is my prediction that his paintings will be enjoyed and admired by generations to come. Signed, sincerely, Dr. Allen.
And look, it's co-signed there by a Dr. Somebody else. Some
yeah,
other famous
there's another name there, too. Yeah.
Dr. Billy D. Wow, that's very nice. Billy D. Williams, yeah. I presume.
Yeah.
Duke.
What do you think about that?
Well, I want to hear more about the paintings now. Why painting instead of broadcasting? You're sitting around, are you, you're doing landscape paintings, oil paintings?
Well, yeah, I could do anything, really, but landscapes, I'm told, is the commodity that people are looking for in frame shops and galleries today. That's what they're buying today. For a long, long time, you know, it's been wildlife, but that seems to be dying out. And the order now seems to be for landscapes.
Now, do you get on a scaffolding on your back, like in Michelangelo style?
Oh,
and
I've done the ceiling in my garage.
I'm gonna have to get by and see that sometime.
I was on my back, but
are these signed Bill Bailey or?
They're Bill Bailey.
Okay, because your legal name is
Bowen.
Bowen. I knew it was something along those lines.
Yeah, but nobody can remember that.
Well, Bill Bailey is so perfect anyway.
Yeah.
And they wrote that song about you so many years ago.
You know, the original Bill Bailey was shot in a bar room.
You talking about a radio personality?
You know, a lot of people have predicted the same thing's going to happen to me.
I can't imagine. Our stuffy friend from Chicago is waiting to tell his rest of the story, if you'd kindly introduce him.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you or not, but he and I worked for the same company at one time, ABC.
Paul Hardy?
And I used to take the elevator up to work with him every morning. And the first time I stepped in the elevator with him, I didn't know who I was riding in the elevator with. This guy is about 6'6".
Is that right?
Yeah, he's a real tall guy. Now, here's Paul Harvey with the rest of the story.
I thought you were making that up. Now you're telling the truth for a change. It takes you a minute to see if the punch is going to glance or not, dear. All right, Duke, here's Paul, and we'll be back with Bill Bailey, the Duke of Louisville, in just a moment.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. You know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story.
And I'm guessing that Bill Bailey's probably figures into this story somewhere, too.
Is that guy full of it or not?
That's $6 million a year, too. That's really the most astonishing part of it all.
Yeah.
The Duke of Louisville, Bill Bailey's in, guest DJing, if you will, tonight. No records, though. The Duke would rather sit here and tell stories, I presume. I never did ask you, I guess.
Anything you want to do, it's all right with me.
No.
Look, I'm an easy fellow to get along with.
I want to hear all the stuff. I want to hear all the war stories.
Let me see if I can think of anything. Oh, man, I could tell you some stories that would turn your head.
Let me dispel a couple of myths first, if we could, or at least ask about their authenticity. First off, Bill Bailey is a very difficult employee. How do you address that charge?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. You know, I don't know where that story came from. Well, you can ask anybody I've worked for. Ask Bob Moody. Ask Johnny Randolph.
Aren't those guys dead now? I understand hurt them. That you were the guy that ran them to their graves or something.
Oh, no, I never hurt anybody.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't do a thing like that. No. No, I was never a difficult employee. I was probably, you know, John Randolph will say that I'm the ideal employee.
Is that right?
Yeah, tell me what to do, I do it. Of course, John Randolph was a fine program director. You know, he set guidelines for you, and he gave you all the freedom in the world.
Is that the way they work? Because
that's exactly the way he worked.
When I was listening to you when I was growing up in high school, Bailey, it seemed like Bailey just did whatever he wanted.
He would give you certain components that had to go into each program hour. And as long as you got them in, it didn't make any difference where.
Right.
As long as you got him in, he was satisfied. He hired people that were dependable, that were efficient, and he left them alone. And it's nice to work for somebody like that, because most of these PDs will ride you to death.
Yeah, well, you can't argue with that.
They destroy your enthusiasm.
Okay, myth number two. Bill Bailey has had at least 10 wives.
I've had 6 wives.
Is that true now?
Yeah. I'm married to my 6th wife now, and that's my last wife.
Is this one going to work, Bill?
Yeah, I'm scared of this one. I'm afraid if I even... I'm scared to death of this one. This is a violent woman. She suffers from PMS, and she's also one of the world's leading female wrestlers.
Is that right?
Oh, she's a terrible, terrible person.
So if you don't run and get her slippers and let her read the paper first, it's the old pile driver into the kitchen table, huh?
She can whip me any day she wants to, any moment. I'm scared to death of her. Don't mind telling you that.
Okay.
Okay.
Bill Bailey made at one time $500,000 a year.
That is the most profound levity I've ever heard. Are you kidding me?
Is that some boss making himself feel proud by spreading that story around?
That's a vicious lie.
A vicious lie.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just checking on him, Bill. I think the public wants me to ask those kinds of questions.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm doing here. All right, we're going to let people call in and talk to the Duke of Louisville, Bill Bailey. Our number is 571-8484. The Duke's back on the radio. See, hey, nobody can be the Duke. Everybody tries to impersonate the Duke, but nobody can be the
Duke.
I've
heard a lot of impressions that weren't too good.
Oh, kind of scary, isn't
it? Well, they always make me sound too sweet.
I don't know. God knows you don't want that, right?
No, I don't want that at all.
All right, call and talk to Bill. We'll be back in just a moment here on 84 WHAS.
Is there a difference between the way your average old-fashioned style potato chip tastes and the taste of kettle-cooked Crunchers potato chips?
Kentucky's largest, Tri-City Olds.
16 tons of number 9 cool. A strobo sin will bliss my soul. 6:21, 21 minutes after 6, wacky time. Good morning, Bill Bailey here. That's Carl Carlton singing his heart out for you this morning. Hello there, Carl. How's the boy? How's the boy? Give me a 5, that's okay. He's got an egg sandwich in his hand now. We'll catch him later. 7:04, 4 minutes after 7, wacky time. How about sharing your sandwich with the rest of us there, Carl? 4 minutes after 7, wacky time. 69 is going to be the high reading today. At present, on the thermometer at the Super 79, a very accurate 53 degrees.
Had to be fun to work at Wacky in those days, too.
It was a lot of fun.
See, Gary Burbank was on there and a big hit. And, we could run down a long list
of stars
there, too.
Great radio station.
Yeah, And you're saying they didn't dole out the money? We all thought you guys were making piles of money over there.
Oh, I made good money.
Made good money.
Oh, yeah. I made more money there than I made in Chicago.
I want to hear about Chicago when you get a minute here. Okay. We're going to answer a couple of phone calls when I ask you about that.
All right.
Wayne Perkey, a guy you were verbally assaulting only 10
Wayne
minutes
Perkey,
ago.
Wayne Perkey, one of the most wonderful guys. You know, I just love that.
I'm glad. Because he's on the phone now.
He says that, huh? You're a silver-haired geezer,
will
you?
Oh, the guy.
What is that?
Oh, he's a precious fella. You know, I just love him. He's a terrific guy.
We never actually did anything together, Bill, but we talked about it for years. And people would say to you, do you know Bailey? I said, sure. Bailey and I have a lot in common. I have a wife and 5 kids. Bailey has a kid and 5 wives.
Write that down.
You didn't make all that money?
Huh?
You didn't. We all held you up. You mean all those years you were buying all those drinks?
Oh,
you were making all that money?
Boy, I'll tell you what. At one time, I was flush. I had a lot of friends. But, you know, since I lost my money, they've all melted away.
That's amazing, huh?
Well, it's nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot, Wayne.
That's okay. Good to talk to you, Bill.
Hey, I'll be listening.
This is really fun, Terry. Thanks for doing this.
Okay, Wayne. That guy right there has such a commanding audience share.
Oh, yeah. I know.
In this market, he's got a 25. It's on the last rankings that came out. Perkey was ranked at number 6 in America or something.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's not doing bad. And I know at a certain time here at Wacky, you had a pretty overwhelming audience yourself here on Wacky Radio. But look at that now. Look how these things turn around now. They're playing satellite music, I guess, half the time or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did that kill you when you saw Wacky?
Oh, I did. It was sad for me. It was real sad, but things like that happen. It's business.
Well, yeah, that's right. All you did was run out and make sure that the check was good. That's all that matters there, the last check they handed you. Let's go to Carrollton, Kentucky. John?
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. Ask me what I've been doing the last 6 months.
Oh, I don't know. I was wondering myself. Probably,
no, you asked me.
Huh?
You asked me. What have you been doing the last 6 months, Bill?
Oh, what have you been doing for the last 6 months?
Doing 6 months? How you doing, John? How you doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, good.
I used to live up in Indiana around Newcastle, and we used to listen to WIBC. Now, you weren't the same Bill Bailey that was up there, were you?
Oh, no. No, I never worked up in that part.
I didn't know. They had a Bouncing Bill Bailey, I think his name was, if memory serves.
Oh, that was the fat one. Yeah, I recall. Yeah, I heard about him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that guy. There were 3 of us in the country at the time.
Oh, really?
I think the other 2 are in the penitentiary now.
Yeah.
All right, John.
I understand what you're saying there.
Thank you, John.
I got a good one. You can pull one, Terry, if you want to.
All right.
I worked on the Delta Queen, right?
Uh-huh.
And when he was riding on in that great big jet last year, right, the reason we didn't win the race against the Belle of Louisville, see, is because when he went flying so fast, he sucked up a lot of wind and sucked us back three boat lengths.
That's what it was.
Well, put the blame on him. He don't care. John, we got to move right along here. Thanks
I've
a lot.
I've been wanting to tell him that for a long time.
Thank you, pal.
Bye-bye.
Carol, you're on.
Thank you.
Hi, Carol.
Hello, Bill Bailey?
Yeah.
This is Carol Brown. Do you remember Wickstead's next door on...
Yes, a lovely place.
Well,
we had Bible study there. Yeah, I remember that very well. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Bill, Paul, and I, my husband, are so glad to hear you back on the air.
Well, thanks a lot. How is your husband?
He's getting along just fine.
Terrific.
Yeah, and listen, I was wondering if you're selling your paintings anywhere.
You know, they're at there are shops throughout the city.
Are there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just go into your favorite frame shop or gallery and tell them you want a Bill Bailey print. And if they don't have it, they can get it at Marlowe Framing Supplies.
Marlowe Framing Supplies.
Right out on Taylor Boulevard.
Good enough.
Thanks a lot, honey.
I hope you'll be back in the Louisville area with us permanently.
Well, I may. You never know. I may start practicing medicine again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I saw him.
But it's nice hearing from you. Thank you.
Good
bye-bye.
Hearing from you.
I've seen you perform surgery over in that alley there a couple of times.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah.
You're scary swinging that scalpel around there, pal.
Yeah.
Larry, you're on the air.
Yes, how you doing, Bill Bailey?
Hello there, Larry. How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I used to love to listen to you in the 60s.
Yeah, and, boy, those were riotous times, weren't they?
Oh, they were great times. If you ever come back to radio, if you come to WHAS...
I'd love to.
Huh?
I might just get in touch with this guy, Bruce, and talk him into something.
Get a gun to do what Brando does, make him an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you think that would work with him?
He'll find you an hour.
Where's he from?
Vermont.
Vermont? Oh, he's got to be a sissy if he's from Vermont.
He showed up here wearing skis on the first day of work. What does he know?
Look, I appreciate it very much, Larry. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There's someone very special to you, I understand, on this line. Faith?
Hello, Faith.
Hi, Dad.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
How does it feel to be on the radio?
Feels good. This isn't Faith.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
This doesn't sound like my daughter.
It is.
Where are you calling from?
On the pool.
Oh, you're at the pool?
Yeah.
Well, you see, we live in a palatial mansion. Well, we have this Olympic-sized pool.
I don't want to hear this stuff about you being out of money. Your kid's calling from the pool.
Well, it's actually the septic tank. I keep telling him don't swim in the septic tank. Faith, can I help you with something, honey?
Yeah, how's it feel to be on the radio?
Oh, it feels good.
You think you want to do it permanently again?
Yeah, I told you what she was going to say. Dad, why don't you get a job? Thanks for calling, honey. Bye-bye.
She's not going to make a loan from the Duke. Let's see. I think we cleared all these lines.
Yeah, we've got some business to take care of here.
A couple other spots left, too. But I want to hear about Chicago.
Okay.
Now, Bill Bailey was the king of Louisville, Kentucky. Chicago calls. What happens?
Well, okay. I went to Chicago.
Which
And with the blessings of the management at WKLO. Now, I'm not telling a story out of school. Now, this guy will tell you the same thing today. But I wanted to come back to Louisville. I didn't like Chicago. I didn't like the program director. They were overbearing. They didn't want me to talk at all. In other words, they wanted me to push the buttons, give them the time and the temperature.
Well, why pay you all that money without hiring Bailey to do what Bailey does?
They could have gotten anybody off the street to do what they wanted me to do. Well, I bolted. I was the rebel there, and I did what I wanted to do. And for the first time, I was there for about 6 months. And for the first time, and, you know, I've heard people say to me, Bill, why did they fire you? They didn't fire me. I quit him. For the first time, the station was number one in the morning in the history of the company. A lot of people around the country, because they're the biggest signal in the country, thought that they had always been number one. They were nowhere near number one.
Was it CFL or LS?
No, LS.
Okay.
And, but as soon as the book came out and showed me number one, I handed in my resignation. And I did it. I did it for a vindictive, vicious reason. And I'll be very honest with you, it's something I'm ashamed of today, but I did it because I hated his guts, the program director. And I knew that, you see, in a number one rating on a station of that size and a market that size is, according to the general manager, Gene Taylor at the time, said this rating is worth an additional $10 million in revenue. You can't quit.
Just because they can sell advertising for much higher rates.
Yeah. So I resigned, and before I got out the front door, they had chased the program director out. They fired him.
So it worked.
Yeah, I got rid of him.
I taught him
a lesson. Yes. Yeah, that's the way I felt about it, too. He made my life miserable.
And then, did you come straight back to Louisville then?
Yeah, came back to Wacky.
Wacky.
And I asked the manager to WKLO, and he will confirm this, and he admitted it when he left the station over there and went down to Florida. But I asked him if I could come back to KLO, and he says, he was very huffy about it. He said, if you want to come back to Louisville, you can start for the same salary that you started for before, which was $150 a week. And Wacky had offered me $40.
Mm-hmm.
So which job would you take?
Sure. I presume you mean $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. I thought maybe you'd flunked arithmetic or something, and we're settling for $40 a week as opposed to $150. Just checking, Duke. We got to stop and do a couple messages because we're about out of time here. Bill Bailey, the Duke of Louisville.
For Tootsie Shoes, 584-AUTO.
Well, we've come down to the final minute of our visit here this
Where's
evening.
Where's the rear door of this joint, anyway? There's a fella loitering around out there in the lobby with a uniform on, and it might be looking for me.
I would imagine. Now, Reed Yaden probably went to get the helicopter. If you're going to hold this joint up, then he's probably waiting for you right over the corner.
Oh, good, good.
What's up for the Duke now in the next couple of months?
I'm going to be painting pictures. I hope that I have a national publisher representing me and distributing them around the country so that I can start earning a livelihood doing that. You've never seen any of my work, have you?
I've seen a printed copy of it.
That's terrible.
I've heard it's fabulous, though.
It is. It's wonderful.
And one of them's going in my home right next to that hate letter.
I guarantee you, this picture that you're thinking about purchasing, that's a beauty. It is really a beauty.
Okay. I'll take your word for
Terry,
it.
Terry, thanks for inviting me.
I'm glad you stopped by Duke of Louisville. Now, what about broadcasting? You're bored.
Well, if somebody comes to do this,
what about on weekends?
If somebody asks me to work for them, I'll work for them. Now, I'm not going to work for nothing. I don't require a lot of money, but I do have two children that are still in school.
Understood.
And my wife has to have medical treatments. You know, she suffers from PMS. So I do have to make a decent salary, but,
If I were you, I wouldn't be worried about this uniform person. I'd be worried about that woman who's tapping that rolling pin into her hand out there on the street.
Oh, Lord, mercy, tell me that. Where's that rear exit?
He said it's his sixth wife, and I'm thinking it's probably 16th, at least. This woman has been through a war zone, I can tell by her eyes. Bailey, you're my hero.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in there. Stand by. Kay Wood's on with Howard Schnellenberger next. Duke, we got to do this again real soon.
Okay.
Here on the only one, 84 WHAS, Louisville.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Susan Sweeney, News Radio 84 WHAS.